losses more than you remember wins?
That's a broad question.
I feel like guys have been more willing to bring up the fact that you lost to the Colts than the fact that you beat the Panthers. If you can go back to find motivation from a loss, are you guys more willing to do it?
I think it's just motivation playing in the NFL every week. You got to perform and play every week. It's a week-to-week league. So we just want to go out there and put our best foot forward and give our chance to win.
When Andy scored, it was like the defense didn't take him seriously. The cornerback ignored him. So how much is going to open up because defenses now have to take the threat of him with the football seriously?
I wouldn't say they didn't take him seriously. He just didn't see him, to be honest. I don't think he saw Andy. I was pretty sure if they would have saw Andy with the football, they would have went to go tackle him. But, you know, like I said, we've known, you know, our offense is a little bit different this year. Teams are going to game plan us a little different because we have a fullback. So we know that going in, but we also have been talking about that since OTAs, minicamp, training camp, preseason, you know, how people might attack Andy. So we, you know, Carolina missed it here and there. You assume Indy won't, so we'll see how it goes.
You knew coming in the season that you'd be the feature back, CJ, but after going through game one and given such a heavy workload, how did it feel to carry that, and how much do you feel that'll be sustainable?
I just had fun, and of course I feel it's sustainable. I mean, it's you guys who sat there and said, I can't start fast, and I was always hurt when I only played through 2 years of my career. So, you know, just prove you guys wrong. So, thank you.
You said you were going to approach the preseason differently this year because of, you know, you wanted to start fast. Did you feel like that paid off for you?
I feel it has. You know, I sat and attacked, you know, the preseason and training camp the way I want to attack it, and now it's about being consistent every week, attacking, you know, the regular season the way I want to. So, you know, I'm week one's down, now I'm moving on to week two.
With week one, the game you had, though, I mean, do you kind of look back at what you did, or do you completely try to put that behind
you? Nah, it's over. It happened. You know, it was a good game. I had fun, and now it's go have fun and, you know, continue to grow for the following weeks.
But the momentum-wise, I mean, you show, okay, look what I mean, do you kind of – it's got to help confidence.
I know what I can do. Okay. I've never had a problem with myself in between them lines. I got great teammates who got my back, you know, who loves – when I'm out there doing things and being energetic. So as long as I continue to be myself and my teammates got my back, I'll be fine.
Speaking of teammates, you know, Trevor was just up here, and I know you guys have talked about the confidence you've had with him during the preseason. To see him go out and look calm, cool, and make some of the passes and plays he did in that game, is your confidence perhaps even more so with him?
Nah, he's just the same. I mean, that's the confident kid that he's put out there that it makes you want to go play for a guy like that. So he hasn't changed nothing about him, so we don't want to change anything about us to help him.
And you said Devontae, after his debut, didn't quite go the way he would have liked.
We just told him, you know, things are a lot faster. Things are a little different. You know, there's some things that he can correct, you know, that Coach Studisville talked about with him. There's some things that he can definitely correct, you know, because he used to carrying it a certain way in college, because in college you get holes and in the NFL you get creases. So you ain't got too much time to play around with the ball. So that's just something that we told him, and he sees that now. And he'll be ready to go. We're excited.
You better pass catcher this year. You work on it, or just
I don't. I mean, how do I say this without being a?
Let's go back to the college.
In 2014, I think I caught the ball well out of the backfield. I don't, you know, in the offseason I've always worked on my hands, but I have never heard anybody tell me I had bad hands. So I'm just leave it at that.
See, you said a little over a year ago that you never think about the positives, you always think about the negatives, what you did wrong. How do you keep that kind of mentality? You got a big contract, you've proven some things. How do you keep that kind of mentality?
My mother. She hear my mom at the games. Matter of fact, one day I'm going to record the conversation. I'm going to just – me and you one-on-one, I'm going to let you listen to my mom. That's how you keep the – that's how you know what's going on. Nah, just that, and I got a bunch of family and friends who's been watching me play since I was very young, so they always let me know what I could have done better and what I could have done better to help the team in certain situations. So it's good to have that background football family I have.
My mom could be a little rough too, so what's some of the things she says?
I'm not going to tell you that. I mean, because it's not all, you know, rated – PG for kids. Yeah, she told me yesterday. She told me I didn't look happy. She definitely said I looked happy, but she definitely said on a couple runs I should have went here and I should have went there, which is true. When you watch the tape, I don't know how she sees it, and it's live TV. But you know, she's been doing this, you know, through my older brother for a very long time, and now through me. So she's been around the game for a while.
Has there ever been a game where she said you did everything right? It was great.
Oh no, the coaches ain't never gave me a game and said I've ever did everything right. It was great. So You know, you just, that's the goal, though. If I can get one day my mom to say, hey, you was 100% on my sheet, I might retire.
CJ, Colts defense, pretty banged up, but if there's a strength there, it's probably in the front seven. What kind of challenges do you think they present for you as a back?
Huge. I mean, you know, you look at their front seven and what they do. You know, they're very physical. You know they're getting after it. You know, since I've been here, I played the Colts four times, beat them once, you know, and they are always getting after us up front. So it's a big challenge for us like it was last week, and we're ready for the challenge.
Why are they such a tough matchup for you guys, you think?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's when they see the Broncos, they just want to go out there and, you know, try to, you know, kick our butts, or, you know, that's just how they feel when they play. I mean, they're very well coached. We know that, the coaching staff over there and Coach Pagano, what he does, especially his background being in Baltimore. So, you know, having that physical background that he has, he just imposed that on his players, and it's worked out no matter who's on the team every year.
How much of it do you think has to do with their quarterback?
Oh, I think it has to do a lot, too. I mean, at the end of the day, we've always said if you got a quarterback in this league, you got a chance, and they have one of the top ones. So we got to do our part, you know, for Luck not to go out there and get comfortable. Of course, our defense will do their part, but we got to do our part, too, by keeping Luck, you know, not so sweaty.
Do you ever catch yourself watching those guys? Like, you see Cam Newton, you know he's a great quarterback. Do you ever catch yourself on the sideline watching what Andrew Luck does? Or
nah, well, sometimes when we're done making adjustments, you get a shot. You know, if there's no adjustments to make, like, you know, you see two-minute drills or things like that, you know, like Cam did last week, you get a chance to see him drive down because, you know, our adjustment is if we get the ball back, we know what we're going to do. So, you know, when you know the situation, know what you're going to do, you get a chance to watch. And, you know, if they are carving it up, you are mad. But when you look at it, you go, man, that's why who they are. So,
CJ, your offensive line graded out very well in the first game. How would you grade your guys up front?
I thought we played really well. I mean, of course, there's some runs out there that we would love to have back, but I thought we played really well. And, you know, like I told the guys and like they told me, we just want to be consistent every week. You know, we don't want to go, hey, we played great against this front. You know, everybody was hyping up Carolina front. And people might not be talking about, you know, Indy front or Indy defense so much because they're banged up in the back end. We got to understand that we're playing a very good defense in the Gary Foot front this week. So we're going to go out there and have some fun.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.